extended for another 15 years. There's got to be a benefit to some of this stuff that you guys are doing. And then when it comes to the reserves, when we learn this in our classes, and I'm not saying I'm a great finance person, but, you know, all the assessors were taught the same, and they've pretty much said it's a straight 3% reserve to figure these, and that's, I just follow along with what I was taught in all these assessors in Missouri. And then when you talk about insurance and utilities, well, that's in the financials you're giving us. I mean, if they triple, that's going to show up in the numbers you give us each year, correct? Wouldn't that show up? It's part of your
Fall Creek Townhomes, expenses. The $14,644, mm-hmm. That was the insurance number for that year. And again, that's increased since then, obviously, but yeah.
Even I know it goes up. Mine goes up. Everybody goes up.
But
it's part of the formula. I mean, when they go up, that's part of the formula in your worksheet that's adjusted for. And so.
Well, let me get back to reserves. Reserves, it's not 3%. It's going to be whatever the agency dictates, which it starts out for us on these two properties at $300 per unit a year, and then it increases annually by 3%. That's what we're required to do. And on top of that, they make us, and we commit to, from the application stage, a social service reserve, which does things like financial literacy classes, those sorts of items for the residents that we have at the property. And those differ based on the property, but I think we're at $5,000 for Fall Creek Townhomes and $15,000 for Bluffview Apartments. And those are mandatory obligations, expenses, and reserves that we have each year. So they're greater than 3%.
It's a board in.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we've talked to, it's the same deal. He has a couple of comments. Might
sure.
be more efficient
sure.
to hear his comments.
Come on up.
Is it okay if I speak?
Yeah, come on.
First of all, which I gave the assessor, this was an analysis of the CoStar report that the assessor put out, or is relying on her cap rate. The gentleman that wrote this to me, his name is Matt Cantonese, and he serves on the advisory board with the State of Kansas Department of Revenue, who developed the Kansas Affordable Housing Guide. And I say to you that if there is very little difference in Kansas and Missouri LIHTC property treatment. If you use the CoStar report that the assessor wants to use, that's being used on a national, as we've said, on a national level. I have given the assessor multiple articles in regard to how you value LIHTC property. You have to look at location, the demand. Those are the two main things. I have, which I'm prepared when I get up to show that appraisals. I have an appraisal of our property, our exact property that's in Manhattan, Kansas, but it's the exact same piece of property that the assessor is assessing. It's a market rate property, and they started at 7% was how they is the appraisal that I again provided the assessor, correct? Okay. When you take out the taxes and you move from that 7% to a LIHTC calculation, it gets it up to 9% as far as what the cap rate would be. I think it's been said, my hearing isn't really good anymore, but I think it's been said when you use the net income approach, and if you're a third-party appraiser and you're using that income approach, that income approach is going to give you what the market value is. The LIHTC property cannot be cannot be any more than what the market value would be using the income approach. It drives up your cap rate. So in what I will be presenting is showing market rate appraisal using the income approach, saying, okay, I will live with that. Don't charge me any more than the, don't assess me on any more than the market rate, but let's make the adjustments for LIHTC. And it and again, it puts the cap rate at anywhere from 8.75 to 10.25 on my properties. That is the market value. As far as replacement reserves, and the assessor and I have gone round and round on this, I understand in the market that 3%, 4% maybe of gross revenue is acceptable when you're doing a market rate property. Dan, they alluded to the fact our rates are restricted. Taking 3% of an apartment that rents for $500 a month in a LIHTC property versus $1,000 a month in a market property, that's $300 I get on my market, but I only get $150 on a LIHTC property that is even used more and harder to use, and the people that we rent to make sure that that's that property, we have guidelines, we have to keep that property owner. It makes 3% makes absolutely zero sense. I challenge you to look at any appraisal. You will not find an appraiser using, when he or she does an appraisal, a percent of gross income for replacement reserves. They use actual or at a minimum $350 to $400 a unit. Again, I gave the assessor a lot of material to support that position. So what this group and my group are arguing, because I do not disagree with the assessor when she computes net income, I agree with her approach. She didn't use it in the last 2 years, but she is now. But when I got assessed 2 years ago on this property, the net income approach wasn't followed. It has to be followed. It's mandated to be followed. The two arguments that we all have is replacement reserve and cap rate. And again, I'm prepared to show, which I have in my file, more documentation that cap rates are higher than what the CoStar report has. I have a gentleman that gave me a report on the review of it.
And why don't we do this? Since you've got this, I mean, I assume it's okay with you guys.
Sure.
He presents it. I want to take a short recess, but I want you to come back up, and I want you to present what you said you got it to present. So let's
which
do that.
I appreciate that. I think that's the way it should be.
Okay. Take a short recess.